Joining us now to discuss some of the other political news in a very busy week is NPR's Mara Liasson. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Mara, let's start with an event that nobody wanted to see politicized, and that's the shooting in Tucson. For President Obama, his speech at the memorial service there is being called now a day or so later by many of his many people, his Oklahoma City moment. That would harken back to former President Bill Clinton's speech following the bombing of a federal building there. President Obama wanted to give a healing speech. Did he succeed?
Well, I think he did. You know, it's interesting. It was being called an Oklahoma City moment even before he went to give the speech. But the president wanted to give a speech to bring the country together, to honor the victims, and to rise above the partisan political discourse that some people had blamed for the shootings and continued in earnest after the shootings. There was a lot of blame being pointed in the aftermath of the shootings. And I think that for a president who has sometimes struggled to do what he always wanted to do, which is transcend the partisan divide and to unify Americans who have different points of view, with that speech, he really did unify Americans because it was received so well by all points of the political spectrum. I mean, conservatives who are ardent opponents of the president said he did strike the right tone. He did pull it off. And I think for Mr. Obama, it was a chance to get back to what the White House sometimes refers to as first principles, to that image that he projected back in 2008 when he ran for president as someone who could bridge the partisan divides. And even in 2004, when he gave his maiden speech at the Democratic Convention in Boston and talked about how we're not a bunch of red states or blue states, we're the United States.
And one of the most significant figures in the Republican Party, Sarah Palin, also weighed in this week on the Tucson shooting. She was rather forced to, in a way.
Well, I don't know if she was forced to. You know, I think she made a choice to make that kind of video, a very presidential-style video, sitting with the American flag behind her. And, you know, she had been accused by some commentators on the left that her rhetoric had somehow contributed to the shooting. Now, the president indirectly dismissed that accusation yesterday in his speech, and the polls showed that the majority of Americans don't believe that political discourse in general led to the shootings. But still, there are many Republicans even who thought that Sarah Palin sounded defensive in that video, like she was the victim. And the video itself, as most of what Sarah Palin does, caused a lot of controversy. Some people thought it was aimed too much at her ardent base and not at the center.
Well, a lot has been made about how the shootings might, though, tone down the shrill political discourse that we've been hearing. What do you think? You think it'll last?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. I do think that at least for the moment, people on both sides will think before they speak in harsh, you know, militaristic terms, calling their opponents the enemy of ordinary Americans, calling for their opponents to be, quote, taken out. I mean, those are all things that we heard during the last campaign. And the fact that people on both sides of the aisle in Washington, from Speaker Boehner to President Obama, are talking about toning it down, not pretending like they're not serious fundamental differences on policy, but going about arguing about them in a different way. I think at least for the short term, it will have an effect. Now, the Congress did suspend regular business this week, but next week, the health care debate will resume. There will be a vote on repealing the president's health care bill in the House of Representatives. And that, I think, will be the first test. How do people discuss this extremely polarizing and controversial piece, law, actually, not just piece of legislation, when they do debate this next week?
And Mara, what about President Obama's presidency? I mean, could this tragedy have a significant lasting impact on his presidency?
Well, it already has. Polls show that for the first time since July, his average approval rating is above water. That means more people approve of the his performance in office than disapprove. Like all ambitious presidents, President Obama had become a polarizing figure, but he's had some opportunities to turn that around since the election, starting with the bipartisan compromises in the lame duck, and now his, what many people consider to be, pitch-perfect response to the Tucson shootings. The question is, how is he going to build on that? He has a chance very soon to build on the themes in that memorial address because, in very short order, just 11 days from now, he will give the State of the Union address, which is the highest profile event any president gives in the course of a year.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Mara Liasson.